layers begin to show themselves obliquely. Not as symbols, not as meanings to be decoded, as relations that feel grounded. The figure in the image appears as something whose presence carries conditions beyond itself. What he sees implies a network of necessity extending outward, touching the room, touching him, touching other moments that are not currently visible. He feels the narrowing. Possibilities that once felt open now organize themselves around a smaller set of viable responses. His body understands this before his thoughts do sensation concentries. The erotic unease does not seek expression. It seeks endurance. It becomes a sustained pressure that holds his attention in place. The hiding deepens. He is aware of himself as concealed, yet the concealment does not feel protective. It feels essential. The scene seems to require this hidden vantage. The image does not collapse without it. It sharpens. He recalls, without memory, the sense of being somewhere one should not be while also feeling that one must be there. The contradiction does not disturb the scene. It fuels it. The modal structure absorbs this tension and stabilizes around it. The figure within the image remains absorbed in its own space. That absorption generates authority. The authority does not dominate. It anchors. The scene feels weighted toward a center that is not his. His breathing synchronizes with the stillness. The dread grows through familiarity. Each moment confirms the last. The erotic charge intensifies through repetition. The image does not escalate. It persists. Persistence becomes its own form of pressure. He senses that the image is no longer a representation. It functions as a site where relations are being fixed. The watching participates in this fixing. His gaze contributes weight. The room feels altered. Objects that once felt neutral now appear arranged around this act of looking. The chair supports him with a firmness that feels intentional. The wall absorbs sound with an attentiveness that feels complicit. The cat's presence elsewhere in the space registers as a secondary note in the same system. The dread takes on texture. It is smooth. Even it does not spike. It settles into a constant hum. The erotic unease sits alongside it, inseparable. Desire no longer moves outward. It coils inward, becoming a form of attention that refuses distraction. He notices how the image seems to resist interpretation. Attempts to name what is happening slide away. The scene does not require explanation. It operates. This operation is what terrifies him. He understands, without articulating it, that the image is shaping conditions rather than depicting events. It establishes what must be the case for the scene to exist as it does. Those conditions extend beyond the frame. They touch. The hiding becomes a posture of necessity. He feels that stepping out would not undo what is occurring. It would simply relocate him within the same structure. The image has already distributed roles. His current position fits. The pressure increases again. The figure's presence asserts itself as something that could not be otherwise. The particular arrangement of stillness, attention, and with withheld movement feels fixed. The erotic charge draws strength from this fixity. It does not promise change. It promises continuation. Time behaves differently now. Minutes lose distinction. The scene does not age. It deepens. The sense of being caught within a sustained present intensifies. His thoughts loop gently, returning to the same points without friction. The dread sharpens through clarity.